How's it going?
Good, man. How are you?
Good.
You sound a little down today. You don't sound your peppy self. What's going on?
No, I just figured out about Cyber Monday. It was a good day. I got a lot of my shopping done.
Did you really? Because I saw on your Twitter, yeah, that's right, stalking again, that you weren't leaving the house all weekend from Black Friday until Cyber Monday. So you went shopping.
I went shopping, got a lot done. And yeah, if you saw my tweet, it just doesn't make sense. People get up so early on Black Friday when great deals all over. I got two suits for $100 a piece.
Jesus.
You can't beat that.
Yeah, that's so amazing.
Yeah, so it was a good day.
So did you actually shop for anybody else on Cyber Monday or just yourself?
No, I actually did. I got my girlfriend shopping pretty much all done. I got her everything I needed to get. I had to shop by myself. I went out with her Sunday, and I lasted literally probably 30 minutes before I started to get real tired and started to complain. I don't know what it is, but when I shop with someone else, I'm just not very patient. You know, I just get real tired.
It's funny you say that because there is an orange chair at my wife's favorite store, and I thought, I'm going to check in from this chair because I know that every other guy that goes shopping with his wife has sat in the same chair. Go to Facebook, there's already a check-in point. Some other guy had already sat in that chair and made it a place to check in. Not the store, the orange chair in the store.
That's amazing.
WTS, What the Schrock here on 95.1 with Dirk and Angie.
I saw you tweeting about Mariah Carey's Christmas song. That's like the Christmas song, right?
It is. I don't know what it is about that song, but it just always puts me in a good mood. I had to do a fundraiser. They're trying to help raise money for high school hockey at the Roller Dome. And I had been at the mall literally all day after practice. And I was like, you know, I'm going to go home and get a bite to eat before I, you know, go to the Roller Dome. And I heard that song came on the radio. I was like, nope, turn the car around right back to Dick's Sporting Goods. Let's get some more shopping done.
There's just something infectious about that song.
I don't know what it is, Mariah, but she does a good job. She gets my Christmas spirits up.
WTS, What the Schrock here with Dirk and Angie on 95.1 and Kaylee Schrock of the Comets. I saw a tweet from a reporter that said he heard Miley Cyrus Party in the USA coming out of the Comets locker room.
No, I think they heard Miley Cyrus. Is it I Can't Stop?
Oh, hang on. I think you mean this one.
We like to party, dancing with Miley, doing whatever.
That's actually our win song. So whenever we win a game, we find someone that has that song on their iPhone, and we throw that on after a big win. So Saturday we got to do that. So it was you know, we like Miley.
I love Miley.
Yeah, I don't know why everyone's so down on her. You know, I like Miley. She'll get it figured out. She'll turn it around.
She's a
good girl. You know.
I love her. I think her music is awesome. I seriously do. What other kind of music do you like?
Truthfully, I'm into a little bit of everything. The only thing I probably don't like is like real heavy metal or hard stuff. But you know, like classic rock. I like a little bit of country. I like the new music they're playing, the pop, and a little bit of everything really. My dad has a vast record collection. Mostly like old country music. So. Like every Saturday morning at my house, I had to listen to old country, and I actually established a taste for that and some of his kind of weird music that he listens to. So I think that allowed me to have an open mind when it comes to music. You know, I think I can listen to anything and appreciate it.
I'm so shocked. I fully expected you to say hip hop because you liked Mariah Carey, because I saw you quote a Drake lyric on your Twitter, so I fully expected you to say hip-hop.
No, you know what? And the thing is, like, actually, probably my least two favorite genres are, like, heavy metal and, like, rap or hip-hop. Now, I do like some of the hip-hop, but I'm not really big into rap or the heavy metal stuff, but...
The man with all the fights is jamming to Miley Cyrus and Mariah Carey.
Are you ready for the Kaylee Schrock Mayhem Meter, boys?
Yes.
No fights this weekend. Bring your total number of fights so far for this regular season to 5 and a career number of 98, according to the Kaylee Schrock Mayhem Meter.
2 more for 100?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. We got to have, like, a celebration or a party or something for 100. I didn't know I was that close. Now the pressure's on. Jeez.
And you got 3 games on this weekend all away. You won't even maybe get that 100th one at home.
Yeah, well, you know, usually 2 fights and 3 games is, I think, above my average. I probably average like one every three. Maybe I'll get it to 99, then we can try to do 100th at home.
Yeah, I'd like that. I'd like you to get in your 100th fight here on our home ice. That would be great.
Hey, no promises. No promises. I'll certainly see what I can do.
Babe Ruth hit a home run for a sick kid in a hospital. Kaylee Schrock got in his 100th fight for Angie at home. It's a moving story. Join us.
Oh, man. Thanks for getting up with us today.
No problem. I'm just about ready to head to the rink. And then we leave midnight for Elmira. It's going to be a long weekend, so hopefully we can come back with some wins.
Go get them.
Good luck.
Hey, thanks a lot, guys.